WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
For many people, preparation for retirement largely revolves around a plan to work for as long as possible. In other words, many people are planning for retirement by planning not to have one, or at least not much of one. According to the Employee Benefit Research Institute, 33% of workers expect to retire between the ages of 65 and 69, and 34% at the age of 70 or beyond, or not at all. But such planning, if it can be called that, is far from perfect. The Center for Retirement Research at Boston College recently determined that 37% of workers retire earlier than planned. Among the 21% of workers who said that they intend to work to the age of 66 or later in that study, fully 55% failed to reach that target. As indicated by writer Mark Miller, the most common causes for unexpected early retirement are health issues and job loss. This is not to suggest that working longer doesn't make sense. The point is simply that implementation of such a plan is not fully within one's control. Many people retire earlier than expected even when matters are within their control, including because of the attractiveness of leisure activities. That said, labor force participation rates for workers aged 62 years or older have been rising over the past 25 years, but increases in workplace longevity have occurred mostly among better educated workers. Participation rates among the 62 plus crowd have increased about 3 times faster for college graduates than among high school dropouts. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.